7.53, Gail's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The EU has said it will hold off on retaliatory measures to US tariffs until early August. It comes after US President Donald Trump threatened a 30% tariff on most imports from the EU and Mexico from the 1st of August. To discuss where this leaves Irish businesses, I'm joined on the line by the CEO at the Irish Exporters Association, Simon McKeever. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Gail. Good morning.
So Donald Trump's letter doesn't change anything right now. Irish exporters are subject to 10% tariffs. The 30% threat is for the 1st of August deadline. So what does this mean for businesses here?
Well, it does change something for a lot of Irish exporters in terms of there is now uncertainty for another 2.5 weeks, whereas it was widely expected that there was going to be a deal over the weekend. And, you know, a lot of companies that are exporting into the US had reached an agreement with their buyers and their outbound supply chain on the kind of sharing of that tariff over the up until now, basically. So it's not helpful from them. And a lot of companies have placed a lot of product into the States in advance of this deadline over the weekend. So, you know, they're faced with, what do we do now? Do we renegotiate? And do we start sending more product in? Because the difficulty for them is there's so much product in there at the moment that if there is a slowdown in the United States, which has been expected over the summer, then, you know, any more product that might go in mightn't be sold. And just on that, and, you know, what has emboldened the president to, you know, ratchet up his rhetoric in and around 30%? I think it's because there was little reaction in the bond market and in the equity markets and in the dollar when he was talking about delaying the tariffs. But if you look at the latest set of figures coming out of the States, there is a slowdown in the economy beginning. Inflation in the last 2 months has gone up ever so slightly, but it is beginning to go up. And there is a slowdown in the labour market over there, particularly in the manufacturing sector. So there has been widely expected to be a slowdown in the American economy over the summer. So it's very fraught times for Irish exporters. And, you know, whether it's a 10% or a 30% tariff, they're also dealing with a very weakened dollar. So that puts about 15-16% on top of any tariff that might come out. And 30% would be really, really bad for any company in the European Union, and obviously in Ireland as well. It would be awful for us. Really, really bad.
If a deal or a framework deal gets negotiated and it's the 10% tariff that remains, are there still challenges for EU food and farm produce? There was a threat of a 17% tariff there.
Well, my understanding is that the deal that was to be done over this weekend is hinging on both cars and on agriculture product, that there's a difference on the rate, 10% versus 17%. So 17% would not be good for Irish food businesses, because in many cases, agri-food firms are already paying a tariff into the United States. So they're layered tariffs. It's 10% upon whatever industrial sector that they're already dealing with the tariff that's applied to that. So it's not good at all. So, you know, people think, can we live with 10%? You know, 10% is not good for the economy in any way, shape or form. But, you know, it's certainly a hell of a lot better than 30%.
Sure. And very briefly, Simon, the August 1st deadline gives countries time to negotiate agreements that could lower tariffs. But some investors and economists have noted Trump's pattern of backing off his tariff threats. Taco, Trump always chickens out. Are businesses here also looking at this, or is that just too risky to hope for, given the volume of trade or jobs that could be impacted?
But you're dealing with an extremely erratic president in the United States, where there is no... The only track record that he has is of being extremely erratic, where, you know, he seems to wake up in the morning and utters the first thing that comes into his mouth, into his head, sorry. So, you know, is it 10%? Is it 30%? It is, of course, a negotiating tactic, but we would be very foolish, you know, not to take it seriously. You know, threatening 30% with making sure that a lower level is accepted by the other side. It's bullying tactics, really, is what it is. It is a negotiating tactic, but we'd be very foolish not to take it seriously.
OK, we'll leave it there. CEO at the Irish Exporters Association, Simon McKeever, thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.